The Public Service Board has issued its draft rules on wind turbine noise that, if adopted, would put much stronger restrictions on wind development in the state. As VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports, advocates on both sides of the debate say they're surprised by the strong standards that the board has proposed.
Vermont has been setting sound rules for each wind project as they're being developed, and the legislature asked the Public Service Board to come up with the new rules so developers have a consistent basis on which to consider new projects. Annette Smith is director of Vermonters for a Clean Environment, an environmental watchdog group that opposes industrial wind projects. Smith says the draft rules set noise levels that are below the current standards, as well as a setback distance that would force developers to locate large turbines farther away from homes.
If there were these setbacks and if the noise standards could be enforced at these levels, it would very much be helpful to the people of Vermont who have to live around these things.
Smith says that while the rules are an improvement, the board didn't go far enough to consider low-frequency sounds, which some opponents say can affect human health. And she says wind developers will try to make changes as the draft rules are debated at additional public hearings.
This is what I expect the industry to do, is to go into overdrive, and they have a lot of money, and they will do what they can to try and water down this rule, which is not adequate in my opinion anyway. So it's going to be a fight just to keep what's here, let alone make it better.
But while Smith says there's a lot to like about the draft rules, supporters of wind power say the rules could prevent any future projects from moving forward.
This is functionally a ban on wind power, large and small, in the state of Vermont.
Ben Edgerly-Walsh is the Climate and Energy Project Director at VPIRG. He was just as surprised as Smith that the Public Service Board proposed such stringent sound standards. And he says he's going to fight just as much as the other side to relax the allowable noise limits.
Vermonters understand that wind needs to be part of the solution. We're also going to continue to be involved as an organization in the proceedings as they go forward, and are going to be urging the board to come out with a standard that is rigorous but still allows wind to be built in the state.
When the new energy siting bill was passed by lawmakers last year, then Governor Peter Shumlin vetoed the bill, partly because of the sound issue. The Public Service Board began looking at the new sound standards in July, and the complicated meetings grappled with just how much noise might impact human health, as well as what were the best methods to both model for and measure the sound produced by wind turbines. But measuring noise and also agreeing on how the sound impacts human health proved contentious, as both sides dug in their heels with their hired experts. During the hearings, Vermont's former health commissioner, Dr. Harry Chen, said there was no scientific evidence linking turbine noise with health effects. Edgerly-Walsh says it's hard to understand why the board made such drastic changes to the noise standards and setback distance.
If you look at the actual science on sound and what does and doesn't have an impact on human health, this is coming in at about half of the level that would be necessary to be protective. In particular, on a technology that's so essential to our renewable future, it just seems inexplicable.
The Public Service Board's draft rules will now go to the Interagency Committee on Administrative Rules, and additional public hearings will be held this spring. The rules are expected to be finalized by July 1st. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.